From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
In a joint press conference in Hanoi with Mr. Obama, Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang said the two governments have agreed to strengthen their partnership in substance and in depth. Responding to a reporter's question about increased Chinese aggression in the region, Mr. Obama said the decision was not based on China. Mr. Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. The president said the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end the violence that has taken the lives of many people. The U.S. leader made the comments one day after the Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities have left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jablay, killing at least 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. A news agency linked to the Islamic State group says IS is responsible for the attacks. This is VOA News.